Yeah. Congratulations to South Alabama. They were certainly the better team tonight, you know, really in every way. And I know Coach Womack, and want to congratulate him and his team. I do still want to thank the bowl. The time that we had here was fantastic. Everybody, you know, bent over backwards to make this a great experience for our guys. And I'm really sorry that we didn't perform like we would have expected to perform.
Questions?
It got away from you guys pretty early. You know, they scored a couple times. You guys couldn't do the match offensively. Just what was going on early?
Yeah, I mean, I think that they would agree that, you know, this is going to be a battle that started, you know, with running the ball and defending the run. We wanted to try to establish the run game. Knew that they were going to be loading the box and playing a lot of man. Know that, you know, they're 6-0 when they've outrushed their opponent and 0-6 when they have not. And so knew that they were going to try to establish the run. And I think they got us both ways on that from the get-go.
Some ugliness at the end of the game. Would you see? Do you have any comment on that?
I didn't see things when they happened, but definitely saw the intensity of what had just happened. And we had a really good long talk in the locker room afterwards. We want to be first class all the time, no matter the circumstances, no matter what the scoreboard is, no matter what other factors, people, whatever are involved. And anything short of being first class is not living up to the standard that we have in Eastern Michigan football. And, you know, I think that our guys care a lot, you know, about performing well. And, you know, we, you know, I mean, yeah, I'm sure we were embarrassed by how we played. And it probably didn't take too much to get our guys you know, into a place that we hope that they never get.
You're coming on the quarterback play for South Alabama, particularly Logan as the freshman.
Yeah. I mean, they played a couple guys, and I think that they both played pretty well. You know, we had an idea that we may not see, you know, the starter. But in all of our preparation, we knew that even though stylistically they might be a little bit different, that there wasn't going to be this, you know, massive drop off. And, I thought they played really well.
Brian, can you just talk about your career and, going to bowls and this team?
Yeah, so started in 2018, been here for a while. We've been going to bowls ever since I got here. I was fortunate enough to be a part of the team for that long. We didn't end up going in COVID, but I mean, it's been a fun journey. And I appreciate Coach Creighton for, you know, giving me the opportunity to come play here. And it's, you know, I wouldn't trade it for the world. You know, this team means everything to me. Hopefully I can give back one day. And I mean, it's family here, so it's been a fun ride.
Anything else? Okay, thank you, guys.
All right, thank you.